Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, June 14th, 2021, and it's 6:06 p.m. First order of business, Scott, could you establish a quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes. Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 14th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is review and action of the May 10th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 And the minutes stand approved.
I'd like to make a motion to limit 4-minute time limit tonight for speakers.
So we have a motion on the floor to limit public hearing speaking to 4 minutes.
I'll second that.
Before you vote, that does not include your applicants, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So we've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Motion carries. First item is public hearing and final vote. With the Taney County, the new zoning that was approved, this is our first time to hear 2 rezoning cases. And just for the education of the crowd in general, what will be happening today would be for the Planning Commission to approve or deny recommend that to the Taney County Commission, and the actual public hearing to where the final vote on that recommendation would be June 28th is the date for that, that's for the 2 rezoning cases that we have that are before us. And with the first one being the rezoning property at 2935 State Highway 265 from A1 agricultural to NR1 single family residence nightly rental.
Scott? Ready? Your applicant, Marvel Farber, is represented by Cole Courier. They're seeking Planning Commission recommendation to approve a zoning change request from the County Commission to rezone parcel number 18-726-131.002, located at 2935 State Highway 265 Hollister. The existing property is zoned as A1 Agricultural District. The request is to change to NR1 Single Family Residential Nightly Rental. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the 3.11 acre parcel, approximately 3.11 acres, currently has a log home built in 1990. detached building with bathroom, metal shop building, and an RV pad with water, electric, and sewer hookups. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off State Highway 265. Parcels to the north across State Highway 265 are residential lots in Table Rock Heights subdivision zoned R1, single-family residential district. 5-acre parcel to the east is S&J Storage LLC, is zoned as C2, general commercial district. And the parcel to the west is a 9-acre parcel zoned A1, agricultural district. To the south is a parcel that is a future high road right-of-way that varies from 300 to 700 feet in width. So subject property here, the State Park Marina, get everybody's bearings, junction of 265, 165. What you see outlined here in blue is the city of Hollister, goes all the way out to Table Rock Lake. So subject, this is your high road future right-of-way take. So these zoning layers are now on Beacon on the assessor's site, and I'll go there and we can zoom in and out if you want to see what's out farther. But this is how it looks on Beacon. So here's our subject property. Here's our R1. Of course, this is an unzoned parcel. It's a road right-of-way. I put the topos on this one just due to the slope from the front of the drive and the highway down to the home. I think it was 20-plus feet. It's even more than that from the highway. So there's a picture of it. You can see the public hearing notice posted. This is the driveway. And then looking to the east, right here is the entrance into Table Rock Heights. This is the entrance into the storage unit property. Straight across the highway from the driveway, and then back to the west. And then I started down the drive, snapping some photos. Paved drive that circles around, that goes down to the home. Over in here, you can see the RV site, the sewer connect, and the water and electric. Then I just turned around from that picture and looked back to the north. Here's our two outbuildings. And then I just included those uses in an NR1 district to help you see what was allowed by right with the P or allowed with a conditional use permit with a C. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. I'm Cole Currier, representative of the property owner and prospective buyer of the property. I am in the real estate business, and I'm familiar with this process. We're very sensitive to the impact, potential impact of these types of properties on neighboring property owners, and so particularly when we're talking about existing residences. And so when I heard about this property coming up for sale, seeing that it was on 3 acres, that the nearest residential property was 400 feet away, with elevation change between those properties, the nearest single-family residence was 70 feet in elevation change according to the topo on the county's map. I've driven past this house, 1,000 times in the past 20 years and didn't even know it was there. And that is how we intend for it to continue. The appeal of the home is that it is tucked away in the woods, and so that was something that we think is just right for our potential guests and for our enjoyment when we get to stay there is a cabin secluded in the woods, and that's exactly how we intend for it to stay. I'd be happy to entertain any questions you might have.
Who would you be the management?
We intend to, we intend to hire a professional management company, local management company.
Okay. Any other questions? Why don't we see, is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak that's for the application that wants to speak on behalf of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak that is in opposition of the application? That's signed up to speak. Okay, why don't you go ahead and have a seat, Cole, sure. And we'll let them come through. Do you guys have an order of who you want to have come first or any pre-planned event?
I guess so. My name is Dee Stevens. I'm a resident of Table Rock Heights Neighborhood Association. Table Rock Heights was established as a neighborhood in 1958. Its residents moved to this area for the quiet, scenic surroundings and to insert a nightly rental district into this area, whether it be a single rental unit as proposed or multiple units, would disrupt the peaceful environment that has made it a desirable place for many to live. Rezoning the property at 2935 State Highway 265 to NR1 would also set a precedent for adjoining and other nearby properties on Highway 265 to rezone for nightly rental. Attempts and failures at building condominiums and nightly rentals flood the landscape of the eastern side of Table Rock Lake in Taney County. And while tourism is the mainstay for income in this area of the Ozarks, allowing nightly rentals in an area that many taxpaying citizens call home is not only undesirable but unnecessary. We have quite a bit of representation here from the neighborhood, but I also want to present a petition signed by all 38 homeowners in Table Rock Heights opposing.
Thank you. Take a peek out. Oh, thank you. Next.
Good evening. My name's Terry Getty. I also live at the Table Rock Heights community. And we're asking you to turn this request down. We've seen what's happening down the street with the nightly rentals. We're seeing it by Chateau. It's all hitting that side of town where it was, you know, generally old town residents, long-term people. We've seen an increase in traffic since the Dale and 165 nightly rentals come in. And we listen to one building. We're going to do one building. We just need this one turned over into from resident to a nightly rental. While we all know the rest of the property is owned by a person that could, once that goes in, we could change them all and make some more nightly rentals. And it would change that whole neighborhood. And we just ask you to consider our well that's 900 feet deep. I don't know the well situation that he has over there. We're all on septic system. We're not on the county's sewer and water program or anything like that. So we're a real independent, hardworking group of people that live in this real quiet neighborhood. And we're seeing traffic already expand because of the nightly rentals down the street. We have a problem with Google that marks our street as a shortcut between 265 and 165. So we've got people coming in and out of that neighborhood not obeying the speed limit signs. And really, it's a narrow little road that runs through there. So two vehicles that meet, usually someone's got to pull over to the side. So any more development past that, it's just going to increase our traffic. And, you know, our nice little neighborhood is changing. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.